Karen Koster, as promised, is on the phone line, teaming up with My Wadi to launch this year's My Wadi FAI football camps, taking part throughout July and August in clubs nationwide, children aged 6 to 14. But Karen, the first thing I have to ask you about is how was last night in the Style Awards?
I woke up at 7 a.m. panicking, going, don't sleep it out for Alison. Don't sleep it out for Alison. I've had about 4 hours sleep because I was so panicked that I would just be deeply comatose. Do you know what? We had such fun. You know, it's one of those nights where you almost know like 90% of the room, and yet you feel like you've talked to no one because you're trying to get to everyone. You know, one of those nights.
It's like a wedding almost. Yeah.
That's how it feels. That's exactly how it feels. And like, God, everyone's as dolled up as a bride, you know?
I know.
So much fun. I mean, it's the night where you kind of go, oh, geez, would I get away with this? And then you go, do you know what, feck it, go for it.
Like, but you look so cute. You had like a beautiful pink dress on. But Karen, this is, if I could paint a picture for you, right? This is me going, I never get invited to this. And then I look down as I'm scrolling with my sweatshirt on, looking at everyone looking amazing. I notice a butter stain and realize I'm not even wearing a bra. I was like, that's probably why I don't get invited to these things.
Oh, so
everyone looked amazing.
And people people joke and kind of go, like, it's our little mini version of a Met Gala, which I know sounds ridiculous, but it is the night where it's like, if you think you'd never wear a cape, that's the night to stick it on. Put a tiara on. Drip yourself in, you know, fake costume jewelry. So I just love that people just go.
People went all out and it looked great. That's a good way of putting it. Like little Met Gala, definitely. So Karen, this is really, we know these camps are super, super popular. And there's a special event happening next Saturday that you can tell us about.
Exactly. Yes, I've teamed up with My Wadi FAI Kids Camps this summer. We're going to have a very special celebrity soccer tournament next Saturday. We still have to confirm details of exactly what players can show up for us on Saturday. I'll be bringing my kids, and I'm really looking forward to kicking this off because I know you have a daughter, right, Alison?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I have two boys and a daughter, and the boys, I don't know, they get feral if they don't get out and play and just burn off the energy, and there's just too much testosterone bouncing around their little bodies. So I am such a fan of camps because I really found when the kids sort of got to school, it's like, how am I going to fill these summer holidays?
Oh, I know.
It's not so endless as a working parent.
Yeah.
So I think camps like this are just completely essential. This one has been going for over 30 years.
Wow.
There's over 340 locations. So hopefully you'll find one close to you. It's grassroots clubs. There's something for everyone, whether your daughter wants to brush up on her goalkeeping abilities, or if your child has additional needs, there's also Football for All. They will be catered for as well. If you want boys and girls all mixed together, this is like, you know, when the WhatsApp group starts lighting up going, what have you booked for you? What have you booked? What week are you waking up? You
know,
let me do it if you're doing this. You know, it's those kind of, so I would get in now while you can. The website is bookings.faifootballcamps.ie.
Oh, absolutely. Away,
see what's close to you, because you know how these things.
Oh, the relief when you have
the panic.
I'm kind of out of that now, if I'm honest. Like, she just turned 15, but like the summers previously, I know, as summers previously, there is that panic and then that relief where you're like, okay, that's the week of July 12th booked. That's the week of August 5th or whatever. But they are great camps.
They're great. And like, you know, you just want your kids outside, you know, this is, it's so easy for like the screens to become the binder there when you're preoccupied and you're trying to get your jobs done. So I just love knowing that for 3 hours of the morning, they're going to be gone from 10 till 1. They're going to be doing something good, active, playing with teams, hanging out with pals, making new friends. So, I mean, there's kind
absolutely.
Of, you know.
And Karen, I know you're saying like about your daughter as well. My daughter actually has a football match in about 2 hours time this morning. And I've seen them in action more because they're having midweek games now. Normally it's on the weekend and I can't do that because I'm here. Mm. But I can just see, like, I actually was emotional on Thursday. They had a great match. And I was emotional seeing the camaraderie in the girls and the confidence that this sport is bringing to their lives.
Oh my God, hugely. And I love this phase. Like, we're at 10, 11, and my daughter is nearly 8. She plays hockey. The boys do football. They do rugby. But now it actually looks like sport as opposed to just all little like kittens running after a ball in all the same direction. As in, it's really competitive now. Like, you know, you're trying not to scream and shout. And, you know, our local club is Belmont and they're brilliant. Now it's all like, you know, the coaches are volunteers, guys.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's let's be kind to each other, you know, and we really, really foster that, like, not to be like, giving out or shouting, you know, leave it to the coaches. But I just love, because you can't help but just I just feel so energized by how
absolutely
good they're doing, and it looks competitive, and it looks like the real deal now, and like it's like the stakes are high, and yeah,
oh, 100%.
Seeing them with their pals.
Oh no, yeah, and I was driving at the like four of them back after, and we're all buzzing. It was like I had played, but I hadn't. I was just standing on
amazing
the sidelines. Karen, it's a pleasure
amazing
to talk to you. I've got to have another reason to have you on. I know you're on with Ray yeah Foley in the afternoons quite a bit as well, and continued success for yourself as well. And I have another reason to have you on. Okay.
Thank you. I'll come into studio next time, Alison.
Yes, yes, exactly. Thanks, Karen. Take care. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Love.
As promised, a classic now. On Weekend Breakfast, Alison Curtis with you, Fountains of Wayne.